And now it's time to visit the too much time on your hands department. You found a rather interesting story about a gentleman who was thinking about an age-old question,
yeah,
and then did some research on it.
Now it says, I saw this headline and I was pretty intrigued. Science has determined who was more influential, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? And I was like, wow, this has scientifically been proven?
Yeah. So don't tell us which way it goes yet, but how did they
Here's how they did it. Some guy named Chris Dallariva decided to investigate. So he used Wikipedia's list of 479 mainstream rock performers to see which artists they name as influences. So a lot of times you look up info about a rock star, it'll say, you know, they say they're influenced by Janis Joplin.
Right,
whatever.
Right.
So he counted all those influences and broke them down.
So how many current people were influenced by... They have to be musicians, right?
It just said a list of 479 mainstream rock performers. So I don't know if they're current rock performers, or they must just have a list on Wikipedia of mainstream performers, like they do squirrel breeds or whatever.
Not much different.
So anyway, according to his study in depth, the Beatles are the winner.
Okay. I'm not shocked
with
really
210 mentions, but the Rolling Stones actually come in third. So people mention the Beatles 210 times. In second place,
wait, don't say it, it has to be
ahead of the Stones.
It's someone in rock and roll. Can I ask that much, or is it
and it's someone we play here on this radio station, or I'll tell you, it's a group. I'll give you that other bands say they're influenced by.
God,
I'll give you a hint. They were, they came out like around the very late 60s.
Oh, see, I was going to guess Plain White Tees. No,
that's not it.
They came out in the late 60s?
Right.
Is it The Who? When did they come out?
It's not The Who.
They were late 60s, right? Led Zeppelin?
The Who is in the top 15, though. It is Led Zeppelin.
Is it Zeppelin?
So it was Beatles with 210, Zeppelin with 151, then the Stones with 146, so pretty close to Zeppelin. And then as we go down the list, U2, David Bowie, Bob Dylan, Elton John. Wow, you'd think Bob Dylan would have more since he was the voice of a generation.
Right.
Elton John, Queen, Hendrix, Chili Peppers. And then,
so Chili Peppers is the first more quote unquote modern, right?
I guess you'd say that.
Yeah.
And then Springsteen, Green Day, Aerosmith, The Who, and Metallica.
I would think Prince
influences.
I would think Prince would be in there.
Well, he's not in the top 15.
Yeah. Now, would you rather be Kitty?
Yes.
Not be influenced, but be Paul McCartney or Mick Jagger?
I probably am more like Paul McCartney because he's kind of this major dork.
Right. Okay.
And I think Mick Jagger's just a little bit cooler. Sorry,
you mean that
Paul.
You couldn't be? He is cooler. So you'd rather be Mick,
no,
or you're saying?
It just would not be possible.
No, come on. You have to say that it is, because I think in a second I would be Mick Jagger.
Right.
Because he is cooler and, you know. His current girlfriend is like 26.
I don't know. And they both have a lot of money.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Mick Jagger could probably buy stuff off the sale rack because he's small. So that
so
would be good.
So she's just doing it by size. She'd be happy to have a small size.
I don't know.
747.
Hard question.